once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in Yahushua HaMashiach, in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He indeed is Lord. He is over it all. And in Him we live and move and have our being, because we are those that have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. We are those who are in the vine. In Him we live and move and have our being. Our existence is in Him. We remain in Him, as John 15 says, and His words remain in us. And as a result of that, we grow and we bear much fruit. And anything that grows will struggle in its growth. Nothing gets stronger without opposition. And so we struggle in our growth, in our time in the earth. To Him who overcomes is a consistent word and petition to every one of the churches in the book of Revelation. In Revelation 2 and Revelation 3, when the seven churches are discussed, one thing that goes to every single church is to Him who overcomes. And that's a constant thing. And whether you read the book of Revelation and you see it as something linear, as a timeline, or you see it as a representation of different types of churches throughout history, or you see that as a type of all individual churches existing in this day, or a reflection of individuals, whatever it may be, the universal principle is there. To Him who overcomes. In this life you will have trouble. But take heart, for I have overcome the world, is what Jesus said to us while He was here in the earth. And those instructions are good at this very moment. And boy, has it been the last couple of weeks, has it been a time of just consistent and relentless oppression from the enemy in the realm of the spirit. And, you know, what is the reason for that? Well, part of it is to try to keep you from moving forward in what it is that God has put in your own heart. Part of it is to bring that dread into your own mind, into your spirit, and to try to get that seed that the enemy would try to plant in you, that weed to grow up and to choke out the fruitfulness of God in your life. Because what is it that chokes out the fruitfulness of God in the life of the follower of Christ who has had the seed and the word planted in them? Well, Jesus told us, it is the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this life that choke it and make it unfruitful. So it is those things that will creep in, that the enemy will work so diligently and so hard and so persistently to sow into your life. And to sow into your mind through indoctrination, through witchcraft, yes, all out full on witchcraft and demonic spirits and things that work and human agents that work with the demonic forces that have given themselves over to that side and are puppets and are pawns for the enemy through all the different things that go out over the airwave through electronic media. That's part of an extension of what it is that is controlled by the enemy in so many different channels and outlets, to just the kind of relationships and the people that are in your life that are on that side, that will speak things even out of their own intentions. And even as Jesus had to say to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You have in mind the things of man and not the things of God. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man." So you've got to press on and press through and know that the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this life can choke out that fruitfulness of God in your life and what God wants to do with you. But to the one that persists, and you got to persist, that's part of what the overcoming life is. To overcome, you've got to persist. You've got to keep moving. You've got to keep going. You know what? And there may be some times where you shut down and you're on the floor and you're not moving. And that happens. You know, that happens. There's times when the oppression is so much. But even in those dark moments, you've got to call out to God. You've got to reach out to Him. You've got to pray. You've got to go to Him. And even when these attacks are swirling around your mind and the oppression is against your body and your spirit and you can just feel it, and it's almost just like somebody just put a 100-pound dumbbell on your back or on your chest or just on your shoulders, and you just feel like you're just under this weight. But in the middle of that, you've got to call out to God, and you've got to do that for yourself. And you've got to know that this is part of what the enemy will do. If you are persisting in the things of God, if you are seeking Him, if you are going to walk out of this life, and you are going to walk out of the prison of this life and this world, and if you are going to do what God has called you to do while you're in the earth, then that is going to be some of the stuff that's sent your way. So when sometimes those thoughts in your mind... you confuse them for your own, which they're not. They are not your own. They are sent to you by the enemy to try to take root and hold in your thinking and to try to make you make decisions and choices that are not of God, to try to get you to say and to speak things into your life that are not of Him, because you are the one with the creative power in you, just as God gave that power and put it in Adam all the way at the start. And Adam spoke and named and he was an extension of God in the earth. And God has put that creative power in you to speak things into existence and to speak the word and to speak life. The power of life and death is in the tongue, and you can speak those things. And the enemy would have you to speak death into your own life. But God would have you to speak life and truth. That's why the scriptures say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Because you need that mind that comes from Him. You need to have your mind washed with the word. You need to have the truth flowing through you. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, not death, not destruction, not this putrid vat of stagnant just filth that the enemy has. That's all he's got. He's got nothing. No, you draw the water of life from the source, because you've been ingrafted into Him. You've been ingrafted into Christ Jesus, who is the life, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, in Him, as you continue to persist, yes, the oppression is going to come. And it's been a rough one. You know, this last window has been as heavy as anything I can remember. But, you know, in the middle of that too, take some time if you're under that kind of press. And where is your relief going to come from? It's going to come through prayer. It's going to come through consecrating yourself over to God. You're going to, you know, God sometimes will call you into fasting. When He does, do it, and do it however He shows you to do it, people. Not how man would seek to control you and tell you, okay, now you need to do this, now you need to do that, now you should whatever it is that God shows you. Because when you fast, you do it as unto the Lord. You remember with Cain and Abel when they brought their sacrifices, and God, and they both brought stuff before God, but Cain just, you know, he was not in step, whereas Abel was. And God accepted and received and commended Abel's sacrifice, whereas Cain's was rejected. Now, God will, if you let Him direct you in those times of prayer, of consecration, of fasting, let Him direct you in that. And He'll show you. You know, sometimes He'll have you just go off of everything so you can focus on Him. Sometimes He'll, you know, pull you into something, maybe like He did with Daniel and, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Or Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael, and their old school names prior to the change. And, but yeah, you know, God will call you, and He will speak to you, and He will quicken you. Just follow Him. Because, you know, the other thing that's kind of cool about this, too, is He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I think a lot of times too, even with those things that God calls us into, there's even benefits that we don't even think about that actually roll over even into just our overall health and longevity. You know, sometimes you reset your digestive system just by a fast. Sometimes, you know, when you spend time in prayer, you're focusing and clearing and your body and your centering and your grounding. All these things are key for the type of life that you would live and the quality of life that you would live in the earth. So there's so many things. You know, physical training has some benefit, but godliness has benefit, has great benefit, it just carries over to all sorts of stuff. And you don't need to tell people what you're doing. You don't need to make a show of it. You don't need to broadcast it. what we're doing right now is just sharing for instructional awareness or educational purposes or whatever it may be. But we just share what God asked for us to say. But in this process too, why? Because it comes down to your individual relationship with the Father. It comes down to your walk with Him. It comes down to how He's leading and guiding you. It comes down to your trust of Him and Him knowing and walking with you through this life, through this journey. That was the intention. You know, you were saved and brought out for a reason and a purpose. You were meant to walk with Him. So it is not, it is a struggle. Not going to take away from that. Nope, not at all. It is a struggle. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, what are you going to do with that? Now, this is the challenge that's been put in front of you. What are you going to do with that? You know. Listen, when you're in the press, take the time, stop, get before God, do whatever you got to do to just get before Him and seek His face and look to Him. And when the relief comes and you can move again, and it does come, because weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. There's a lot of things that are cyclical. There's a lot of things that are cycles. There's back and forth even with the enemy. You know, we destroy the works of the devil. Just our very existence in this life destroys the work of the devil. Everywhere we go, light is shining through us. Everywhere we go, rivers of living water flow through us. God pours us out according to His purposes. Right now, this that we're doing here, speaking and putting this out and it going out over the airwaves and affecting and changing things. Yes, there's oppression. You know, because if we destroy works of the devil as the Spirit of God would lead us. And and since there's a lot more of you listening in these last 3 months, you know, I was curious about that actually the other day, because I don't really check the stats or anything like that, you know. Thank God for my brother in Christ, Daniel out there who manages so much of the back end of everything. And but just the other day I was curious, and I just was like, you know, hey, I'm curious. I could feel it in my spirit. And it had been three or four months since I'd kind of just was curious. And sure enough, you know, there was a ton more people that have been listening in over these last few months. Which is interesting to me too, because at the same time, see, there's a reason that God told us when we were going online and when He was quickening us to go online to set up our own site instead of just using these third party things, you know, that are out there. And the thing that's interesting is by having faithmix.com, and every year that faithmix.com has been online, it has grown. The number of unique users has grown, the number of people that have listened in has grown, and it has grown at times by leaps and bounds, but it has always grown consistently over the years that it's been out there. And what's interesting is at the same time, in some of these social media extensions or some of these other places where we're at the whims and the behests of those that are in control of those platforms, we've seen things go up, and then once it seems like once they get an idea or a clue or you know, even sometimes right away at the onset, you can just see them put the thumb screws on it and turn the clock back or roll things back on us or turn the counter back on you know, YouTube videos. It's hilarious if you watch it, because you can just see the enemy working in those places to try to keep people from understanding how things are moving forward, and to try to keep people thinking that something is a marginal or a they don't want you to understand and know that where the life is, and so they always want to try to keep that which is real and that which is true on the fringe, on the outskirts, in the desert, push it out. But what's funny is that even in Jesus' day, the people would go out to the desert to hear John speak. They would find where Jesus was, and they would come. And so what's interesting is, with Faith Mix and just having our own site like this, how by God's design, the people that have needed to hear this message have found it, and there's just more and more and more of them. So we thank God for you if you guys are some of the new ones that are listening in more recently. And, you know, we welcome you. Freely we receive, freely we give. That's the way that we do it. We do it according to the instructions that God gave us. That's how we put things out. And the way that it works here is we only want to speak when we hear the Father speaking in and through us. So when God nudges us, then we turn on the recorder and we put something out. And that's it. If there's nothing to be said and God doesn't speak to us for a window or season to say anything, then we don't say anything. And sometimes it may be weeks, and sometimes it may be, one after the other after the other. So we're on His timetable, His schedule, and that's just how it is. So, you're always welcome to check back in. The homepage is always usually a good landing page. There's a ton of stuff in the archives. There's a ton of stuff that's there that are resources that have been built up over the years that are there to help you and to support you and to bless you in your walk. Everything's free. We do recommend that you download stuff, because we're not sure how long, in time to come, this stuff will even be allowed to be up there. So if something is helpful for you, then by all means, you can stream it, but also you're welcome to download it and keep it offline so that you can have access to it later, and it can be a blessing to you later. Or you can pass it around, it's fine. And, there's been people that have downloaded stuff and reposted it and done that. Absolutely. By all means, go for it. It is an open resource that we share as God would quicken us. And this is part of our just whatever God has for us to do and our role that we play in the body of Christ. And what's amazing, too, is if we were to all gather together in one place, we would be a humongous, humongous church. But, just by God's design, we don't do that. Nope. Because, there's another reason for that, too, which is that God wants you looking to Him, not to a man. He doesn't want you looking to persons and individual personalities. He wants you looking to Him. He wants you focused on Him. He wants you... The curse of the law was that you needed a man to get to God. And God does not want you living under that curse. He wants you to move forward in the fullness of the life that Christ Jesus died on the cross that you might have, so that you would have direct access and communion with the Father, that you would know Him, and that you would walk in His leading and guiding, in His voice, and know for yourself the truth. Because that is the way out, by the way. That is the way out of this paradigm, of this prison dimension. That is it. You've got to hear His voice for yourself. You've got to hear His voice and walk out the door for yourself. And I can't do it for you. No one can do it for you. If you hear His voice, if He taps you on the shoulder, because it says the many are called, but the chosen are few. There are many that are called. Everybody's not called, by the way. No, but many are called. And the chosen are few because there's a lot that refuse to answer that call. They refuse to heed when the Spirit of God quickens them. But you know, there's a free, because there's a free will component in there too. And that's part of the mystery of God, even though God knows all those that are His. But your free will is exercised in that process too. So when God calls, listen and respond. And follow through with that call of God. And out of that, it begins with just that step unto and under His dominion and lordship in the kingdom of God. But from that, then the works that you would do while you're in the earth, let them be the works of God. Let them be the things that God directs you to do. Let them be what it is that God would have you to do and have you to say and how He'd have you to participate while you're in the earth. And it may be some of the most simple things, and it may be some complex assignments. But whatever it is, let the Spirit of God lead and guide you. Whatever it is, let it be what God would quicken you to do. Whatever it is, let Him be the one that puts the stamp and approval of your life. And there's going to be challenges in that way, yes. There's also going to be victories, and there's going to be mountaintop experiences, and there's going to be joy and elation. Yes, there's that too. That's part of it as well. You know, we were meant to have the entire experience of life. You know, the scriptures in Isaiah talks about Jesus also being a man of sorrows. You know, he had his sorrows while he was in this life. He had his agonies of spirit while he was in this life. So you will too. But he also, for the joy that was set before him, he endured this cross and scorned the shame. He also knew and anticipated and experienced the joy of the Lord in His time in the earth and in what it is that He is moving in even right now, this day, on our behalf. So you, my brother, you, my sister, we will experience this range of emotions and challenges, but in all of that, our place of victory is at the feet of the Lord God. Our place of victory is following His leading and guiding. Our place of victory is to seek Him amidst the trial, amidst the storms. We've already said it before. You've got to keep your eyes on Jesus in the middle of all that's going on. And do not be distracted by the things that are going on around you. Because the distractions, like what happened to Peter, that's when you start to sink. Is when you start looking around at all these things around. And that's why it's good to take that time and get into prayer and get into fasting and get into meditation and get into a place where you refocus, because I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind, whose heart is stayed on me. Whose eyes are fixed on me, you got to keep your focus on him. When your eyes, your heart, your mind are focused and fixed on him, God will give you and keep you in perfect peace amidst the storm, amidst the things that go on around you, amidst all the attentions of the enemy towards you. God will keep you. But that heart, that mind, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will take care of your needs. There you go. He keeps bringing you back to that. You got to set your eyes, your heart, your mind, your thoughts on Him. Focus there. And when you're focused in that place, from that, the extension will be you'll hear His voice. You won't follow another. You'll hear His voice, and then you will act according to what His voice says. So even when Jesus is walking on the water and Peter is having he says, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. And Jesus is like, come on down. So you'll hear His voice. It'll be an interactive experience. It's not just going to be one-sided. You're going to hear His voice and you're going to commune with Him. You're going to know Him. There's going to be a consummation of your spirit and His spirit. And you're going to walk in that life while you're here in the earth. You can have peace in the middle of these crazy times. Yes. And in fact, He is the rock on which we're built. He is the cornerstone. And the wise man that builds his house upon the rock when the storms come and the floods rage and the winds blow and all of that, that storm does not buckle that house that's built upon the rock. He is the cornerstone. That word, that truth, Him, Jesus Christ Himself, that is your foundation. Dig deep. The foolish man builds his house upon the sand, and when the the struggles and the trials and the fires of this life and all of the things that will come, it will fall, and great will be the fall thereof. But you, my brother, you, my sister, you have built your house on Christ Jesus. So dig deep. Keep your eyes on Him. And you're also going to thrive in this time. Because we were not just sent here in this life just to try to make it by, just to try to make it through. No, you were sent here in this life to show and to be a living example of the difference between light and dark, between the power of Satan and his kingdom and the power of God and what God offers and the truth and the ultimate spiritual reality that's there. We were brought into this life because the wheat and the tares grow together as part of the mystery of God and the divine revelation of God. But you are a reflection of that which is real, that which is true. And I should clarify that a little bit. Not all of you, because there's some of you that listen in here that are stalkers and that are sent by the enemy to try to keep tabs. To you, on the side of the enemy, all I would say is just, you know, if you're hearing this, you know, perhaps God may tap you and you may repent and you may get right. But you're in a bad way if you're on the wrong side. If you're on the side of the enemy, you're in a bad way, and it's not going to end well. I'll just leave it like that, you know. So we pray that God would bring you out and that God would save you. Our desire is that people would be right and that they would know this truth and that they would be reconciled with God. We want that for everybody. But people will sometimes, they will choose the other way and they will go the way of the enemy and they will destroy them. That's also their choice. But for the bulk of you that listen in here, because, you know, it's the bulk of you guys that do listen and you love God and you seek Him and you want to know how now you live while you're here in this life and in this earth. Well, you know, the quickening for this day is to keep your eyes and your focus on Him. And, you know, we need to reiterate this, and we need to say this again, because the focus, the enemy will continue to repeatedly try to take your eyes off of Him and put them on something else, to choke out that fruitfulness of God in your life and to get you going in His direction. You know, I used to wrestle in some of my earlier days when I was in school, and I was a decent wrestler. And one thing, I had a coach who was a former Olympian who, you know, a very simple principle with wrestling, but, you know, with the opponent, he would say, you know, where the head goes, the body will follow. And if you could control your opponent's head, you could control his entire body. And this was just in a physical sense. Like if you could, where you direct and put that head of that person, the rest of the body would end up having to follow him. And I've thought about that in spiritual terms as well. You know, where the head goes, the body will follow. Where the mind goes, the rest of the body is going to follow. And so keep that in mind, because knowing that the enemy is trying to take your mind, trying to take your thoughts, trying to bring you into another place, trying to bring you in some form of bondage or some form of slavery, or take you to some other place, and to take your mind off the things of God, to take your mind off the things that God would speak into you, to take your mind away from that which is life and truth, to try to get you to doubt and sow fear and to sow just something else into you. But that is not God's plan and will for you. That is not what God has put in His word for you. That is not God's intention for you and for your life. God's will and plan and purpose for you is for you to live. Jesus Christ said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants and intends for in you for there to be life. Your role is to embrace that life. Your role is of your free will to receive and to know what you're siding with, and to come out from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God, from the curse into the blessing. See, the devil is going to work so hard to bring you back under the curse, but God has given the blessing to you. You know, I've heard it even in those words of you know, even in the last couple of weeks, where those that are just, you know, tools of the enemy have said that in so many words, wanting to bring you under a curse, wanting you to own a curse. But God has put on your life a blessing. Our lives, blessing. My life, blessing. You and I, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are blessed. The blessing of God is upon our lives. In Christ Jesus, that is our inheritance. Nothing from anywhere else. That is our inheritance. We are co-heirs in Christ Jesus. You, my brother, you, my sister, are blessed in Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name right now, we rebuke every curse of the devil off of all of our lives. Every attack of the devil off of all of our lives. The promises of God are ours in Jesus' name. The plan and purpose of God is ours in Jesus' name. The purpose and the intention and the will of God for our lives will be brought into fruition. You will accomplish your prophetic destiny while you are in the earth in Jesus' name. That is going to happen. You need to own it. It is yours in Jesus' name. You need to receive it. You need to rise up into that. Let no man steal your inheritance. Let no woman steal your inheritance. No, let no one steal that which God has destined for you. And if they've tried in Jesus' name, take it back. In Jesus' name, block that. In Jesus' name, rebuke that. In Jesus' name, call it out. In Jesus' name, raise up a standard of truth and let light shine in the darkness. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for my brothers and sisters right now. I pray for each and every one of us. Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, we are blessed. In Jesus' name, Lord, we are your children. In Jesus' name, every blessing that you intend for our lives will be brought into manifestation at this time. Father, in Jesus' name, at this time, this is our time. This is the window that you have brought us into this life. Father, we repent. For every time that we have doubted, we repent. For every word that we have spoken that is against your plan and purpose over our lives. Father, instead, in Jesus' name, we proclaim with our mouth and with our heart and with our intention that your will is done in us. And your intention, Father God, is for us to have life and to have it more abundantly. You know the plans that you have for us, Lord God. And therefore, hope and a future. And there's hope in you, Christ Jesus, and nowhere else. There's hope in you. And Lord, that hope is amazing. It is past all understanding of the mind of man. Father, and in Jesus' name, that is our hope. That is our destiny. That is our inheritance. That is your will. And we receive it in Jesus' name. And we proclaim it over one another in Jesus' name. Father, we proclaim life over each and every one of us. We proclaim, Father God, your plan and purpose. We release, Father God, the fullness of the blessing of God over each and every one of us in Jesus' name. And we rebuke every demonic attack, every satanic attack, every demonic intention against us. We send it back in Jesus' name to those sources, to those places, to those dead things, those dead branches, those dead workers, those satanic agents, those that are on the side, those human agents that have given themselves over to darkness and broken themselves off from the vine and are withering and dying and dead. Let the dead bury the dead. You go back to those places in Jesus' name. Instead, Father, we live in the life that you have put in us. Lord, let the fire of God flow through each and every one of us and burn out everything that is not of you. In Jesus' name, we are and will be and have always been the children of God. And we will be the full reflection of the body of Christ in the earth that you intend in this time in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Lord God, for strength in my brothers and sisters right now for the journey. I pray, Father God, for relief where relief is necessary, for encouragement where encouragement is necessary, for joy where joy is necessary, for comfort where comfort is necessary, for health where health is necessary, in Jesus' name, for those that are sick in their body right now. In Jesus' name we pray, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. And we seal up that healing and that fullness and that restoration in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we are just grateful to be yours. And we're grateful, Father, to be part of the body and to walk with you in this time and with one another in such an amazing journey. Lord, we love you. We trust you. We bless one another in Jesus' name. And we go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. I'll talk to you again.